come into a very fluid and fragile political situation. The president has been out of the country for 3 months. There was no real acting leadership. And there was a very close clique around the president that was really holding him almost incommunicado, very anxious not to cede power to the new acting president, Goodluck Jonathan. And I think the dissolution of the cabinet is a fairly clear signal that he wants to assert his own authority, break that ring fence that had been around the president, and really, I think, turn a fresh page as the year goes forward.
Is it somewhat like a vice president taking over for an ailing, incapacitated president in this country, and he wants to choose his own cabinet?
Yes, although, you know, the vice president in this country would have taken office far earlier. The country has been literally without leadership for 3 months already, and it's fairly clear that President Yar'Adua will not be coming back to office anytime soon. President Goodluck, or Acting President Goodluck, is really asserting that this is not just a temporary hold. He needs to set the agenda for the next year, and that includes some critical challenges. One is the continuing insurgency in the Delta. One is the violence, the ethnic religious violence in the Middle Belt town of Jos. And one is the election that's coming up. It's been set for early next year. And he can't be in the position of simply being a placeholder. He has to really assert himself and his agenda.
Does it make the political atmosphere in Abuja more complicated, given the fact that there is a chance President Yar'Adua will return to power?
Anything that Goodluck does at this moment will be very contentious and controversial, because there is a struggle for power with the president gone and Goodluck's legitimacy questioned by some. He's going to be under constant pressure and attack in the coming year.
This political transition, if you will, comes at a time of violence in various parts of the country, particularly centering around the city of Jos. There's been recurring violence that is apparently flared up again, with 13 killed on Wednesday. Is this strictly Muslim-Christian, or is there something larger between ethnic groups?
I think there's something much larger than Muslim versus Christian, and I think that's probably the wrong prism to bring to this. It is partly ethnic, it is partly religious, but more importantly, it's pastoralist versus sedentary groups. It's newcomers to the region versus longer-term residents. It's over land, it's over resources, and it's over political power and sway. It's much more complicated than a Muslim versus Christian battle, and it's going to take a more comprehensive kind of solution of intercommunal peacemaking and sorting out those various issues, land, political participation, to fix it.